Welcome to the Film Florida podcast. I'm John Lux, and I'm the executive director of Film Florida. Before we get to our interview, if you're not already a member of Film Florida, please consider joining at filmflorida.org. Please also consider going to our website and donating $20.25 for our 2025 fundraising campaign. Visit the Film Florida merchandise page at filmflorida.creator-spring.com to purchase Film Florida t-shirts, sweatshirts, coffee mugs, and more. All merchandise proceeds go to the Film Florida Filmmaker Grant and Scholarship Fund. Antonia McCutcheon has been with the Tampa Bay Community Network for close to 3 decades and is currently the executive director. TBCN is the last public access television station in Florida, and they help Tampa Bay's diverse community by offering accessible media resources and innovative specialized training and workforce development for the video production industry while providing access for the community to air their shows. We talk all things TBCN and more on this episode of the Film Florida podcast. Here's my conversation with Antonia McCutcheon from the Tampa Bay Community Network. Welcome to the Film Florida podcast, Antonia.
Hello. Hello. Thank you for having me on. I've been looking forward to this interview.
Excellent. So let's first help our audience get to know you. Give us your backstory.
Well, I've always had a passion for media and storytelling. I studied at the University of South Florida, where I developed a deep appreciation for how media can educate and empower communities. My journey into television and media production started with a love for storytelling and a desire to give people a platform to share their voices. I was a member of Student Broadcasting Association, and that is really where I developed a bug. My first role at Tampa Bay Community Network was a trainer liaison, where I helped community members learn the ropes of video production from my experience being a member of the USF Student Broadcasting Association. Over time, my role evolved and I became the executive director of TBCN, where I now oversee operations, programming, and community outreach efforts.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the Tampa Bay Community Network and its offerings. For those that aren't familiar, give us a little bit of overview as well as some of the offerings.
Yeah, so TBCN is a nonprofit community media center, which basically provides the community with tools, training, and platforms to create and broadcast their own content. We also offer video production training. We are a full-fledged television studio, so we train in all aspects, from audio to lighting to editing, how to be a successful producer. We also train for online video for people to be able to use across their social media platforms. We also have 5 different cable channels and 6 different streaming apps where the community is welcome to air any of the programs that they produce. We are on Spectrum 638 and 639, Frontier 30 and 36, and Comcast 20. And our streaming apps are Roku, Android, iOS, Fire TV, Apple TV, and also we have our own streaming channel on our website, tbcn.org.
It can find you in a lot of different places, which is always good.
For sure.
Now, TBCN is a service of Speak Up Tampa Bay. Tell us more about the nonprofit and its missions and goals.
Okay, so Speak Up Tampa Bay was formed in the late 90s, and it was an organization formed by Ben Eason, who is the owner, and I'm not sure if he's currently the owner, to be honest with you, but he was the owner of Creative Loafing, which I'm sure you're familiar with. It was a local community magazine, I guess you could say, that, you know, talked about happenings in the Tampa Bay area. He and another woman, our former executive director, Louise Thompson, formed Speak Up Tampa Bay because they wanted to ensure free speech and media access for everyone in the community. And Speak Up's mission is to provide media training and access to production tools so that individuals nonprofits, community organizations, small businesses can create content that reflects their unique perspectives. We believe in the power of media to amplify voices that might otherwise go unheard. And that's basically the mission of Speak Up Tampa Bay.
Interesting. And I understand TBCN is the last public access television station in Florida. Why is this type of content so important for communities?
Well, yes, and that is true. We are the last public access station in the state of Florida. When YouTube and pretty much the invent of the internet, the community found other ways to be able to express their views and have their free speech. So back in the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s, we had a lot of people come and do their shows locally and broadcast on our channels. And that is still important. People do find a lot of value in our cable channels to this day. And this is why we are still able to stay relevant. As a matter of fact, we go live every Friday from Scheherazade Synagogue because they have a lot of people in their congregation who are not familiar with computers or not familiar how to, you know, find their stream. Their live stream, so they actually just tune in on cable. And that is very valuable for them, for their congregation. Also, another way that we are able to stay relevant and important to the community is the training that we provide. There is nowhere else that you can go in the state of Florida and get the free training in video production, like the training that we provide here at TBCN. It is definitely unique, and we are a real TV station. So you're getting real hands-on training, and it's professionally based, and Hillsborough County finds our training extremely valuable, and they provide the funding for it. So a lot of the people who get our training not only use the video training in their lives, whether they have a small business or just something personal or for their nonprofit, but they also are able to go on and get jobs in the video production industry, which is growing here in Tampa Bay.
Right, right. Now, in a previous interview, you spoke about the value of empowering communities to tell their own unique stories. Share a little bit more about your thoughts on that.
Absolutely. When communities have the ability to share their own stories, it fosters a deeper sense of connection and understanding. Many communities are underrepresented in mainstream media, and especially now with what's happening in our country, I think a lot of grassroots media stations are getting muted. And so it's especially important now. And it's important to give them the tools to tell their stories, to help preserve culture, spread awareness, and inspire change. At TBCN, we train people from all backgrounds, ensuring they have a voice and a platform to share what matters the most to them. And we are here for the community, and we are grassroots.
Have you ever had to tell somebody they can't air something that they wanted?
Yes, but that's only because it was illegal.
That's where I was going. That's where I was going. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah.
There are limitations on the legalities of things.
Yeah. If it's illegal, then, you know, obviously we cannot air something that's illegal, like programs that are, you know, depict something that is illegal, maybe sexual violence or even just violence itself. There is a fine line for that, but yes, we have had to tell people that we cannot air certain programs, although that's very, very rare.
Yeah. But I think the beauty of it, though, on the flip side of that, though, is you probably have to air things that are pretty cringeworthy, but they're perfectly within the parameters of what public television is all about, right?
Absolutely. And I've been with the station since 1998. And let me tell you, I've seen many cringeworthy programs. But, you know, it's their free speech.
Right.
And I am proud to be a part of that. I am proud to be able to say that I was there to help get people's free speech out to the public, you know, whether it's something I enjoy or not. It's, mm-hmm. you know, that's not what we're about. We're about free speech, and we are about helping the community. And whether we censor someone or not, that's going to be very rare. And we often don't censor beforehand because we're not allowed to look at their programming prior to airing their shows. Most of the time, those shows get aired before we have to chime in and say, hey, we can't air that. That's illegal. Mm. And the station and producers have gotten in trouble for certain programming in the past.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's interesting. Now, let's talk a little bit more about the programming. What are some of your favorite shows that you've seen through the years at TBCN or even that you have produced yourselves?
There's been so many good shows on TBCN throughout the years. I mean, there was one show that was very successful, and it was called Legally Speaking. And we had a lawyer on who would answer questions. It would be a live call and talk show, and people would call in with any legal questions that they had, and he would help them. And that was a very successful show. We also had a show called Talk to Your Government, and actually we just brought that back. And we bring politicians, local politicians in our area, and talk about what their agenda is. And they also answer questions as well from the community. So that's been very successful. We have a show now that we produce called On the Grid, and it basically highlights people, places, things, organizations, et cetera, you name it, here in the Tampa Bay area. And it's a very colorful show because we have so many unique perspectives of the community. So we definitely enjoy doing that show, enjoy producing that show.
Good stuff there. Now, we talked a little bit about the training program that you have, but there's also a membership program that helps individuals serve as crew members on productions. How do people get involved in that? And how have you seen that, you know, careers develop from that as a start?
Yeah, so it's easy to become a member. You just sign up. It doesn't cost anything to sign up. If you live in Hillsborough County, all the classes are free. If you do not live in Hillsborough County, unfortunately, we don't have a grant for outside of the county, so it does cost a little bit. But basically, you need to become a member and have taken a couple of our classes to be able to volunteer and or intern and hone in on your video production skills. It's free to volunteer, and it's free to come to any of our events. And we've seen many members who volunteered and crewed for us for a few months and were able to get jobs and now work in the industry. As a matter of fact, one of our students, former members slash student, owns his own production company wow. called Custom Built, and it's very successful. And we have another student, his name is Greg Huskin, who started his own video production company after volunteering for us for many years. And he does weddings, local events, and he is a very successful production company as well here in Tampa Bay.
Very cool. Very cool. Now tell us a little bit more about the internship partnerships through TBCN.
Yeah. So we are partnered with CareerSource Tampa Bay and also University of South Florida. And we accept interns every quarter. And as a matter of fact, one of our interns we just hired, she's a graphic artist and she's very talented. And we are here to provide the training that these interns need. And they appreciate it because we are real world. So while they're taking classes at University of South Florida, or if they're in the CareerSource Tampa Bay program, then they are able to now get the real world training that they need. And so it works out very well because we're able to supplement what classes they're already taking.
Now, you mentioned earlier that your first position at TBCN was as a trainer liaison. Talk about your journey to your current role as executive director, but also talk about kind of the evolution of TBCN through your time with the organization.
Yeah, so I was a member of student broadcasting, and what had happened was there wasn't enough edit bay stations at USF at the time. So we were kind of seeking somewhere where we can go and edit the program that we were doing at USF, which was Bull Vision. It was the very first run program at USF. And so someone suggested that we come down to public access. So we did, and we started editing our programming, and it aired on the channels. And because I was there all the time, the production manager at the time, Brian Lacey's like, you know, we're looking for a trainer. Would you be interested? And I said, absolutely. So I got hired as a trainer, and it was part-time, and they also needed a front desk person. So I also worked as a front desk person, which made me full-time. At that time in 1998, Speak Up Tampa Bay was not running public access television. It was actually Bright House Networks, which was the cable channel.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't interested in running public access anymore. So that's when Speak Up Tampa Bay took over and changed the name from Bright House Public Access, I think it was, to Tampa Bay Community Network. And from there, I got promoted to a programming coordinator, which I basically worked in master control and got the programs on the air. And because I'm such a curious person, I kind of dabbled in everything. I was always curious to see what others were doing, whether it was in the outreach program. I still was part of the productions because, you know, that's what I was trained to do. So I also helped crew. And so eventually I knew a little bit about everything, I guess you could say. So as the years went on, I just became well-versed even more. And when our former executive director, Louise Thompson, stepped down, actually she retired, she thought it was only natural that I got promoted to executive director and took her place. And that happened about a couple of years ago, and here I am.
Excellent. Now, TBCN also participates in an innovation center, which brings together different local nonprofits. What are some of the benefits you've seen from this form of community engagement?
So this group actually started about 2 years ago. It was a partnership between AMROC Fab Lab and ourselves, and it kind of just naturally evolved because we started working together and we're in the same building, and the relationship that we formed was just a fantastic one. We worked on a lot of programs together. For example, every summer we would do a summer program with the students that they would get for their summer program, and we would help train them in video production. And by working together, we created a community-centered innovation and technology center. And we finally gave a name to it, and it's called the Community Innovation Collaboration. And we provide training in media, coding, robotics. We also do digital entrepreneurships, et cetera. The collaboration helps us reach more people and provides additional resources. We are fostering a culture of learning and innovation. It's a great example of how different organizations can come together to make a bigger impact. And that's what we're doing, is by coming together, we're making a bigger impact in the community.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like it. Now, you mentioned you're a graduate of USF and you've been in the production community for a while now. Talk a little bit about how you've seen the production community and the community in general kind of develop in Tampa.
The interesting thing is a lot of people think that I graduated with a communications degree at USF, and actually I have a bachelor's in philosophy. Philosophy is my passion, but my second passion is video production. And this is why I joined student broadcasting, USF, so I could kind of also dabble in video production as I was developing my philosophy degree. It has been amazing to watch Tampa grow into a creative and tech-driven city. The production industry here has expanded. There's definitely more opportunities for filmmakers, content creators, and media professionals. I know that the Tampa Bay area has one of the highest number of content creators on YouTube, from what I understand. The arts and tech sectors have definitely flourished, and Tampa Bay is definitely an exciting place for innovation and storytelling, and I've definitely watched that progress as the years have gone on. Our board president, Speak Up Tampa Bay's board president, is Tyler Martin-Lich. He is the film commissioner of Tampa, and he has definitely kept us in the loop about everything, and we've collaborated with a couple of things.
Yeah, and Tyler is on our executive board, so we're very familiar with Tyler for sure. And when we initially set up this, you know, my only experience with, you know, community access, public access. So it was two examples. One was when I was in college back in the 90s, and, you know, we had a television show in Lafayette, Indiana, where I was at Purdue University, and, you know, doing some of that public access. And then, of course, Wayne's World, the movie. So I think, you know, hopefully people got a little bit more insight into what TBCN is all about and kind of the real world part of a community channel like this. But you mentioned earlier the website and the different cable channels you're on and the streaming services. Remind everybody where they can find more about TBCN and where they can and check things out.
Well, I would definitely visit the website, tbcn.org. On the website, you will find connections to all of our social media platforms and also information about our training, about our channels, and any other type of projects or events that are occurring. So yeah, I would definitely visit tbcn.org, or you can also visit speakuptampabay.org, which is one and the same.
Excellent. Well, Antonia, we appreciate you being with us today to tell the story of TBCN. Thanks so much for being on the Film Florida podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I truly enjoyed it. And I appreciate it very much.
Thanks for listening to the Film Florida podcast. For more information about Film Florida, go to filmflorida.org and like or follow our social media pages. If you're not already a member of Film Florida, please consider joining at filmflorida.org. Please also consider going to our website and donating $20.25 for our 2025 fundraising campaign. Check out the Film Florida merchandise at filmflorida.creator-spring.com. And please remember to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast.